Some of them said they called themselves Spanish, but it was Cuban, Spaniards from Cuba. Anyway, they brought that type of sandwich along with them, and it really became popular and still going strong.
So it has mostly to do with the bread itself?
Well, yes, that's basically the foundation.
Okay.
Of course, there's all kinds of stores now who make Cuban sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Even a Greek bakery in Tarpon Springs makes Cuban bread. But it doesn't really compare with the real product here, mm-hmm. here in Tampa. They used to say, now I've never proved it, but they used to say that these bakers making this bread had a big machine, you know. But before they got the machines, the bakers would get in there with their bare feet and mix the bread. I mean, I don't know whether that's true or not.
They're making wine themselves, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
I always wondered where that sandwich got its name from. Like in Georgia, we don't have any Cuban sandwiches. We don't have any Cubans up there. So.
No.
But we've got sandwiches, something like that. You know, it's a...
Submarine or something like
that?
Yeah,
a poor boy or submarine.
Yes.
Okay. Where do most of the rich people live in Tampa?
All over town, huh? Originally, they lived... in my daddy's time, about the time I was born, they were living in Tampa Heights. Mm-hmm. But then after that, they came across the river to Hyde Park. And that's where the richer people lived.
Mm-hmm. What about Davis Island?
That was a product of the boom time. Mm-hmm. And during the boom, that was this little bitty weed-filled island out there. And they pumped it up there and made this huge island out of it.
Uh-huh.
They pumped the sand out of the bay.
And
made this island. And it was real popular, and there's a lot of wealthy people live there too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could build your own island, huh?
Oh yes, they did that. St. Pete did one too, Snell Island they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little small island where they mostly just above the water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at low tide, it probably you can see it real well. At high tide, you just barely see it.
Yeah.
But they pumped it up there.
Ah. See, you can actually just go build your own little island if you want to.
Yeah, man.
You got enough money.
That's right.
Okay, where do most of the middle class? What would be some middle class locations? Or neighborhoods? Or is that another loaded question?
No, generally speaking, Tampa has been a middle class town anyway. That's mm-hmm. That was the majority. There were just a few
mm-hmm.
real wealthy people. And so any section of town would have some middle class people, I'd say. Mm-hmm. No specific.
Okay. Where most of the poor people live, say, in Tampa here?
Well, the blacks, of course, I told you where they lived. They mm-hmm. lived near the railroad station and that type of... They seemed to always be near the railroad tracks somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And then, of course, Sulphur Springs used to have a lot of poorer people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that was, but... you just get out of the city where you don't have to pay taxes and you get away.
Yeah.
that may be one reason for it, but they had a group that way. Of course, when my father and mother built their last home, that was about 1900, and they